Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm tired.
And we have a guest again this week.
It's me, Lane.
Oh, she's back. And what a lovely time this will be. All right, so we're doing favorite Halloween movies for Genre 5. I don't have any news. I always lead off like that. Do you have any news?
Hold on.
What?
We had a Genre 5?
Yeah, Halloween movies.
Who told me?
We discussed it last week.
On air?
Yeah. But hey.
No, trust me. Watch me shoot it from the hip. Okay, and it'll be great.
And this is like movies that you like around fall or that time. It's season, not. It doesn't have to be Halloween.
Give me some pumpkin spice all over my mouth and then watch a movie.
Right, it doesn't have to be Halloween oriented, but that's fine if it is. Okay, so Tony, go first.
I was going to say my first one on my list here that I wrote
I was thinking about doing all five for each person just right in a row this time.
All right, Nightmare Before Christmas is my first one. Even though it has the word Christmas in the title, I still like it.
Yeah, and I just read this fucking dumbass article. It was like director. I think it said director says that it's not a Christmas movie. It's a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I don't care what he says.
Who
for
gives
sure.
a fuck, anyways? It's so weird. Who directed Nightmare Before
Burton.
Christmas? You're the worst person I know.
Not Tim Burton.
Yeah, I know that. It wasn't Tim Burton that directed
it. Prove a bunch of people wrong.
A lot of people think it's Tim Burton directed it, but he. It's just like Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. I think he wrote it.
Do you want my others?
Yeah, go ahead. Nightmare Before Christmas is on mine as well. And the reason why is because me and her carved pumpkins one year and watched it, and it was really fun. Yeah.
You're fine. My second one is E.T.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, yeah. They go trick or treating.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was on mine.
It's very cool. Nice. And I just like it. It's like that time of year. And like, there were a lot of movies back in high school that would start airing once the school year started. And
like on ABC or something?
USA Network. TNT with the Nitro Explosion. All those networks had
USA,
those movies.
That was before they knew what funny was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, is that USA, right?
We know drama.
Funny? Oh, I thought it was We Know Funny.
No.
Oh,
I mean, fuck. They might change it up and be like,
we know everything.
We know sitcom.
We know everything.
We know drama.
Why was E.T. on your list, Lane? Just something movie like, or did you have any like thing that like tied you to it?
It just reminds me of fall.
All right. Well, Tony?
Lots of leaves everywhere.
Yeah, there
you
is.
You know, he wears a hoodie, he doesn't wear a coat.
Reese's Pieces.
No, Reese.
Reese's.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Go ahead.
You know, it's just the word Reese and then pieces, right? Not Reese's Pieces.
It's a song.
Yeah. Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. But everyone just says them.
Reese's Pieces. Yeah.
Because we're all stupid.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we got to give that one to Brian Kenny. He did that as a joke. That was really funny.
Oh, that's
I thought
right.
we were talking about the MC Chris song. That's what I thought.
Oh, Reese's Pieces. Yeah, okay, right on.
See, yeah, I just like hear things and then I don't know where I heard them from.
Reese's Pieces.
That's okay. I get credit where credit's due. So E.T., Nightmare Before Christmas, keep going. Hit me with another one.
My third one on my list.
The Shining.
No.
Okay.
Independence Day.
Really? That's an odd one, I feel. I feel like it's a summer movie.
It is a summer blockbuster, but then it always comes on just during this season. And I remember watching it with my dad when I was doing homework. Like, probably about 17 years ago to the day.
Wow, to the day.
Lines. Yeah. Something along those lines. And it was pretty good.
That's cool. I like when you can remember, when you have, like, a movie that, like, it's not so much the movie was amazing, but, like, the time period that was happening around, like, the people that you're with, that's always nice. Kind of like the nightmare thing with me and her.
Yeah. For sure.
What else you got?
Next one on my list is Eraserhead.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes I just get really depressed because the seasons are changing. And I just want to watch a
movie that confuses you.
Yeah, I just want to get really into something that I don't understand.
That movie is very convoluted. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, isn't this fucked up? And yeah. Like, look at fucking Frankenstein's wife hair.
My fifth one is Eyes Wide Shut.
Wow, that one fucked me up. That was a weird one to watch.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Tom
is that
Cruise,
is that five?
Yeah, it's five.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
That was on my list.
Lane.
Didn't just make that up.
Would you like it? No, that was good, man.
I know.
You brought
because
it.
You got an improv king here.
You brought
and it's award-winning podcast because I'm here. So.
You brought the fire.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go or do you want
to I want you to go because I just thought of something that I can't remember the name.
All right. Hocus Pocus was a big one. Did
oh,
I
bet
guys,
it was.
You're all both looking at my list.
No, not at all. But that's one that we had the Disney Channel, so that was on constantly.
You laughed at me when I said that.
No, to watch it now, I laughed at you because that movie does not hold up well.
Yes, it does.
I feel
it's
like
it's really really good. I watched it last year. I couldn't find it this year.
I don't know. Like, the nostalgia of it's cool, but the movie's just not that good. The Haunted Mask, another one that doesn't really hold up, but that was a Goosebumps straight-to-video movie.
I bet it was.
That I loved. I watched that constantly, too. It was about, like, a girl gets a mask from, like, the shop, and then it, like, goes into, like, her skin, and she starts becoming that monster's, like, head. And, basically, like, she could take it off like a bunch, but then she kept putting it on to like freak people out, and
stays on.
And then it stays on forever, and she can never go back to her home or anything. I had the mask too, glue in the dark. It was really awesome.
Glue in the dark.
It glowed. Glue good.
What is it? Would it
did
be
it glue well? Did it glue really well?
Is it glowed?
Did it glue bright?
Glowed. Can someone correct me instead of being cocksuckers?
Oh no, wait. Glowing.
It glowing in
the
dark.
What's the past tense? Glowed.
Glowed. It glowed in the dark. Okay, glad we got that hump over.
Glowed.
Can't even say that right.
Got that hump over.
Night got over that hump. Nightmare on Elm Street. One of the years I was Freddy, I had like the hat and the mask and the claw, and I remember watching the movie in my living room wearing all of that stuff. Didn't really help the... I liked to dress up as characters while I watched the movies
but
as a kid.
But if you were dressed as Freddy, you should have been all right.
Yeah, I was fine. I survived the movie. but
good.
I used to dress up as like Power Rangers and watch Power Rangers and shit and fight imaginary putties. My mom probably hated me. And then let's see. I had Nightmare Before Christmas, Nightmare on Elm Street, Hocus Pocus, The Haunted Mask, and the last one, like the Lord of the Ring movies. Those always remind me of fall,
there
and
you
I
go.
Like to watch those. That's there like a go. Nice like rainy fall day marathon movie. Lane.
Okay, I'm still trying to find this movie. It's that movie with Harrison Ford. Oh, What Lies Beneath.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I tried to get him to watch it as a test of Tony.
It's so freaking good.
He didn't want to or something.
To watch
that
all the time.
No, where that chick's like, hey,
no, it's,
I'm not your wife.
They did really good at that.
That's
movie.
That one, right?
It's really good.
Like,
yeah.
She says, I'm not your wife. It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
I think so.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer and Harrison Ford.
It's fucking good.
Right on. What else you got?
I've got... Got a lot. Got like the Harry Potters. It's always. Did you say that?
I said the Hobbit, Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, I had that too. Like. Yeah, Harry Potter is awesome.
Yeah, that's
all
a good
of them. I think they're just nice.
Those remind me more of Christmas. Like I think that's because me and you watch them during Christmas.
Yeah, but it's just like it's cool just for this all of these seasons. The only season I don't really care to watch it in is summer as much.
Well, yeah, because you want to go douchey. You don't want to spend fucking 14 hours watching the Harry Potter saga.
Shut up.
Fair enough. Yeah, you're right. Tony loves it year round. If he could, he'd watch it every day. Go ahead.
My third.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I like Holocaust movies.
Oh.
I can't name one. Just
I'm
all
not
of them.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are. I don't know. I just find myself watching them more so during the season.
Hmm.
How many do you watch?
Yeah, I can't really think of a ton.
There's one with that Robert Bellini guy or whatever his name is that I really like.
Bellini?
I don't know what his name. I don't know if that's even his last name for real.
Probably not.
No, we were just talking about this dude. Remember, I was like, I called it This is a Wonderful Life or...
Oh, me and you were talking about that.
Life is Beautiful, yeah. But he does, like, I think that was the movie. Was that the movie where he's in the Holocaust?
I'll check it out.
It's there in the concentration camp. He has to keep his kid hidden from the
reality.
Yeah.
Life is Beautiful.
There we go. My fourth?
Yeah.
Halloween Town?
Halloween Town.
Haven't heard of it.
It's a Disney movie.
Did it skip by? Like, recently released?
Nobody would have watched that unless they were, like...
Disney Channel like junkies. Yeah.
I definitely watch a lot of Disney
Halloween
Channel.
Town. I mean, it sounds familiar and I feel like I would have because that's like the type of shit that I used to watch when I was a kid. Cause
I wouldn't watch it now very much. I tried watching a Goosebumps movie, but it was like a Disney Goosebumps, R.L. Stine, The Haunted Mansion or something.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit. I watched Halloween Town a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The Haunted Mansion by R.L. Stine. Like, wasn't adapted very well. It was a lot more, like, preteeny. Like, there was this whole, like, dance sing-off thing in it, and that really...
Like a werewolf bar mitzvah?
Yeah, kind of.
Boys becoming men. Men becoming wolves.
There was a werewolf in that one. He was a boy who turned into a werewolf, but it just wasn't...
Was it The Haunting Hour?
I think it was The Haunted Mansion. It's on Netflix right now.
The Haunted Mansion was a Disney flick.
It was R.L. Stine. Said.
Right on.
I don't know. Maybe it was called something else. Look it up.
I am.
You gotta compute.
I'm looking it up. What is that? All of them?
No. Sleepy Hollow.
Ooh, that's a good one. Right on. One with Johnny Depp?
Yes.
And fucking Chris Walken, I think, plays the Headless Horseman.
And Christina Ricci.
Yeah, for sure.
She's so pretty.
That was a good like piece of like that time period. That's kind of like what I thought Crimson Peak was going to be like. Like that real dark and like...
Yeah, if only it didn't take a shit on itself.
What a... Good acting. what's that called? Yeah, like a...
Watchable.
What's that time period called?
What? It's...
Like a
period piece?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're thinking like Elizabethan.
That definitely wasn't that.
Victorian.
Period.
Victorian, okay.
No, that was like... I think that would be like settler times.
No.
That would be like 1800s?
No. Well, I mean, the Crimson Peak took place in like 1700s or something like that.
Yeah, I would say it's like
or
that.
Like early 1800s. So I thought it was like right around
there. They
didn't
have cars, so it's not the 1900s.
They had horses.
They had horses. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone's got some horses.
But they had like all those big bell dresses. Walt they had Disney, like those crazy.
He had some tech.
Walt Disney presents the Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy.
Okay, that's not the right one.
Okay.
I remember that one.
Yeah, because I was like, the Haunted Mansion sounds familiar.
Just look up R.L. Stein.
I did, and the one that came up was The Haunting Hour. That's why I asked you.
Yeah. We're bewitched by this project.
R.L. Stein,
why'd
you elude me so much? I really want to see Goosebumps.
Do
the
you?
Movie, yeah, with Jack
no,
Black.
No, that's not the one either.
With Jay's Bax.
Who?
Jay Black. Draslax?
Yeah, Draslax. Yeah. Jack Black.
Lax Bax? Yeah.
All right. Solid genre five.
Dude, I want to say we did a pretty fantastic job. I want to give a big shout out to me.
Oh, wow. Don't pull your arm out while you're patting yourself on the back.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to play. I'm gonna have a parade for myself later.
All right, weekly recommendations and rejections. Elena, you want to start this off, or are you looking up R.L. Stein?
I was looking up R.L. Stein.
All right, well, Tony, what do you see this week worth note or to
shit
on?
Oh, worth note and shitting on. I will note that I don't want to take a shit on a movie called Infini.
Infini?
Infini.
Infini.
Infini. Okay. Like I-N-F-I-N-I.
Okay.
And... they say it kind of quick in the movie. They're like, oh, we're going to Infini. I'm like, oh, they say it nice Infini, and quick. Okay. Yeah. But it's a low-budge sci-fi movie about, like, trans-dimensional warping from, like, work sites out at one galaxy and coming back home. But the people that do the warp work are usually, like, low-end people, like poor people, because there's possibility for digital manipulation of the genes.
Okay.
The genome when you get transferred through the fucking cosmos wormhole, whatever slipstream they call it.
Yeah. What's up, Elena? Why do you look so perplexed?
I was thinking about a movie.
All right.
I forgot what we were doing.
We're on a podcast about movies. I forgot what we were doing. Tony was saying wormholes.
You're halfway there.
She's like, Interstellar was sad.
No, I was trying to think of what you were talking about. Like, I understand you're talking about a movie, but since I was looking that shit up on Google, I can't remember like what we're going
Infini.
Through. No. Why are we doing this part?
Oh, they're
weekly
going...
recommendations and rejections.
Oh,
it's
gotcha.
What I saw.
It's stuff that you've seen.
Okay, I got it.
And you get to participate in this too.
And the only reason I went into the detail was because I thought you were a little busy, and I wanted to entertain him.
Oh.
Because I didn't know how much he had seen.
Or anyone
you're
that's
such a
powering,
smart communicator.
Or anyone that's powering through this podcast. That was more so.
But
yeah.
We'll just listen to dead air while she looks up something.
Calm.
Yeah. Oh, a hawk.
Tumbleweeds rolling by.
Yeah, that's not good for a podcast. Guys see the tumbleweed?
I'm going to give it a 7.5 and move on.
Right
what
on.
What have you guys seen? I've seen more, but I'll just go in.
Yeah, I got you. Inside Out. Me and Lane watched that. Really enjoyed it.
A++.
Yeah.
A++.
I would give it.
Sadness is awesome.
Yeah, Phyllis from the character sadness. The
so
movie's
funny.
About like the emotions that live inside this little girl's head, and then like how they interact and like what they do to her brain, and like how she kind of like goes through life and becomes like kind of like that tween age and stuff like that.
Okay,
and it's kind of like I don't know. They do a really awesome way of showing how memories work, and they just did a really good job on it. And it's not Little Kitty. Like I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Yeah,
this is like how I think about my brain anyway. And I was like, oh my god, they came to life.
Yeah, literally, we were watching it, and she was like I saw her, and she's like, they're like in my mind right now. She was fucking blown away. She's like, this is exactly how my mind works.
Yeah, when they talk to each other, and then she like starts talking to herself, I'm like, oh my god, that's what that is in there.
Joy is played by. Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
And Fear's awesome. Played by Bill Hader.
Anger is
A fucking...
That comedian, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't remember. Black.
Lewis Black.
Lewis Black, thank you. Sadness is Phyllis from The Office, and Sadness is...
you mean Disgusted.
Disgusted is Disgustus. sounds like a really shitty
Disgustus, that one character.
Oh, Disgustus is here. Caesar Disgustus.
Yeah, Maximus Disgustus.
Disgusting is the Indian chick from The Office. I can't remember.
Mindy Kaling.
Mindy, yeah, thank you.
Idiot.
Yeah, but no, it's really good. I don't know who plays the little girl's voice or the mom or the dad, but it's really well done. I highly recommend it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Look into it. It makes you kind of like look back on your childhood and like the things that you did too.
That could be horrible.
It could.
Yep.
Could for some. This could uproot a lot of horrible things.
A lot of demons.
Have you seen anything, Lane, worth note?
I feel sad about this. But I would reject True Story. I watched that last night.
I would reject its conclusion.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like the whole movie was so good, and then all of a sudden, like the ending, you just feel like you got nothing from this movie.
Yeah, True Story was Jonah Hill and James Franco.
And honestly, I didn't really care for James Franco's acting.
Some of it was good. Some of it was and Jonah Hill at times had me like kind of. Blah about it too.
Yeah, Jonah
honestly.
Hill tried a little too hard to become a journalist, like to actually act like a journalist. It was kind of weird.
It basically
he
like
should have just been a little drunker. I think
the beginning of the it's like him writing a news article. They find out it's fake. He gets fired from the LA Times, and he finds out that this dude just killed his family and his wife, or is arrested for that, was posing as him in Mexico. And then he goes and kind of like talks to this guy and shit. And it's based on a true story. There's parts of it that are riveting and stuff. But like, yeah, that ending will kind of leave you kind of like, what the fuck? You will probably go on Wikipedia.
It didn't explain anything.
Yeah, but it just didn't like explain like anything that you needed to know.
There's details that the true story in real life said at the end. And I was like, well, you could have followed up with those things.
Honestly, they could have showed
instead of pausing it. And giving us the clip with the like the little
they left
subtext
it,
writing.
Yeah, they left it so
could
like
have actually done those scenes where like things kept moving.
They left
it was very vague.
Yeah, vague or ambiguous. Not really ambiguous. Vague is a way better word. Yeah, they left it
there's
just
something
like,
that happens later after the movie that's not portrayed in the movie that would have been an awesome part for the movie.
But it still never answers the ending. Like it's literally still never. Tells
that's
us
what I'm saying,
the
though.
Answer or like you know what I mean? Like what we were.
But maybe something
it for.
Was. Came to light after the first verdict, like the first, the end of what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I would recommend it. I would recommend
it's
it to
cool,
watch.
Man.
Yeah, it's a
no.
good watch.
No.
You don't have to recommend it.
Yeah.
I am. I rejected it.
Stupid.
I think that it would have been a great movie had they not, like, it was like they made this movie, they created it as if the audience knew exactly what was going on, as if they forgot. That they were trying to tell a story. Like, I do that sometimes with my own storytelling. I'm like, oh, I forgot. Like, I know the ins and outs. Like, you guys don't. Like, you're supposed to show all of that. And I feel like we got totally gypped.
That's a solid point. I can understand that. I feel gypped. Did you like the movie up until that point?
Yes, but I think with those, that, like, stature, like, both of those actors, I think they could have done them. Much more solid job as the actors that they are.
I honestly can't believe that they were both like in those roles. That felt like, oh, they're buddies, but they can act. Like you've seen them be funny. Now see them be drama,
yeah,
dramatic.
But it was not. It was kind of hard to see them that way.
Yeah,
the weird
I
thing
agree.
Is that I don't know how much about Jonah because Jonah takes roles that he wins fucking Oscars for.
Yeah, well, no, Wolf
of
Wall Street
is great. Humorous, but mm-hmm. Moneyball.
Yeah, Moneyball.
Completely
great.
Fucking serious role that he did.
Well,
and
Franco
killed.
Did Milk.
And Franco did Milk, but also Franco does like all kinds of spastic amounts of like, what is it? Off camera shit. Mm. Like he teaches college classes. He does art gallery openings. He writes poetry. He does
takes pictures in his bathroom of his wiener.
Yeah, all his wieners are out, and his little brother's wieners out with Alison Brie. Like
I don't know. I think that like, but like you. When you think of Jonah Hill and James Franco, I think you feel like you think of them either you think of Spider-Man 3 with James Franco or you think of like his comedy and same with Jonah Hill. At least I do.
Don't think about Spider-Man 3 people if you want to think of James Franco. You can think of 127
hours. That was fantastic.
You could think of even the Planet of the Apes is
a
better example of James.
Caesar is home.
He did a good one.
And then
he
goes,
good job, that.
Oh, okay, dude.
Oh, man, you guys could have seen that portrayal that Tony just
good
did.
Face.
It was sick. Killed
it. It was the best.
Here's your little Oscar.
Hashtag.
It was invisible.
All right, Tony, hit me with another one.
Hashtag chimp face.
Okay.
That's I had to do that.
All right.
Our listeners are going to want to tweet and hashtag and kick it on the things I said tonight.
Chimp face yes or hashtag chimp face no. Good.
What do you want from me?
Another weekly recommendation.
What if I don't have it?
Or rejection. Do you not see anything else?
I did see.
Go ahead.
I saw.
Jesus Christ, I'm pulling fucking
at
teeth.
At least three to four seasons of 30 Rock.
Well, you still like it. Great. What else you got?
Heard depressed.
No, I do that with The Office. Whenever I get down, I watch The Office. It's like visiting old friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that what you do when you get down? You just watch 30 Rock?
Or Arrested Development or Parks and Rec.
What about you, Lane? What's the show that you go to when you're feeling down?
Oh, blue? Parks and Rec all the time. Like, I just need to laugh. And
Amy Poehler feels like your friend, right?
Oh, I love Amy.
You think you know her?
Yeah, actually. I know Leslie Knope. That's all I need to
That's
know.
That's how I feel about Leslie Michael Scott.
And
like,
I also
I'm like,
read Yes, Please, and I totally understand her. Oh, waffles.
Kick it at JJ's.
I wish. JJ's Diner.
Put
extra butter on those.
I feel like I am Ron Swanson in a lot of ways.
I love Ron.
Huh?
You're not.
Why'd you say that?
Why? How are you?
Just now.
How are you?
I'm going to take up woodworking soon.
I'm going to start drinking copious amounts of whiskey.
I have facial hair.
You do have facial hair. If you shaved off everything but that mustache, then I'd be like, dude, he is Ron Swanson.
You mean physically looking?
Yeah.
That's not... Dude, Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
That dude grows a beard when he's
got
not
a
on
really
set.
Cool laugh. His real laugh is really awesome.
Yeah.
It's very high-pitched and nothing like you'd ever think that he would
laugh. It's adorable.
Yeah.
Like a little kitten.
It's really cool, though, like to see him lose his shit. Like, he's really funny. But yeah, that dude's amazing.
I think I like the idea of being Nick Offerman a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, acting on cool projects that he wants to and doing woodworking.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah. All right, it's Tony.
He basically plays himself, like,
yeah,
on that
well,
fucking show.
Yeah, well, because, Lagavulin, the liquor that he drinks with his cigars and steak, that's his favorite liquor, Nick's favorite liquor. His favorite single malt is that Lagavulin, and they took him there to the headquarters.
He also comes from a family of, like, fucking, like, people that cut down trees and mm-hmm. hunters and shit. Like, they're, like, all men. And he's like, and I'm the pussy actor. He's like, I'm the bitch
of
the group.
I went to theater school.
Yeah, yeah.
Did, like, theatrical dramas.
His Nerdist episode, if you can find it, it's one of the earlier ones. It's fucking phenomenal. It's really interesting. All right, what else you got?
Me?
Yeah.
I watched half a movie. Does that count?
What'd you watch?
Half of Beasts of No Nation.
And? I've never even heard
it. Was pretty awesome so far.
Yeah?
It's,
gonna recommend it on Nuts.
Yeah. No, shut up. I'm not gonna recommend anything. I'm gonna say, pretty awesome so far. Tune in next week to find out the conclusion of
well, you recommend
this
the first half.
Weekly recommendation or rejection.
Yeah, you recommend the first half.
Yeah, I do.
I saw a half of Hellraiser Deader, and so far I'm like, eh.
I bet you are.
Yeah, that's the name of it. Hellraiser. Deader.
Hellraiser.
We're killing them again.
Oh, there's another one? Deadest.
Yeah. There's like Hellworld and fucking Inferno, and then this one, Deader. And it's about this dude that brings back people to life. There's some really cool stuff, but I haven't seen any
Necromancers,
really
huh?
I don't know. I really dig the first two. They're so good. They're so good. And all the other ones are kind of crappy, but I love Pinhead and the Cenobites. Like, I just want more of that, but they're just not that well done. I'm currently reading the Books of Blood, Clive Barker's first published work, and it's pretty sick. I'm on the first story I'm on is called The Midnight Meat Train.
Ooh.
Yeah, which you remember
that was
as
a movie.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie. I recommend that movie.
That's based off that
movie.
Story.
That's cool.
Yeah, Clive Barker wrote that. I think, what's his face? Bradley Cooper star in that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was Bradley, like, in early on. Yeah, that movie's sick as fuck. But, the story's really cool, too. Okay, go ahead, Elaine. You see anything else that you'd like to say?
Uh-huh. I've seen,
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Before I Disappear. You guys haven't seen that?
No.
No? Okay. It's about this guy who...
Disappears?
No. He doesn't. I mean, he wants to. He wants to kill himself. He's just, like, going through a really hard time with... he lost somebody he loved. She just kind of disappeared. And he works at this nightclub, does drugs, blah, blah, blah. He ends up, like, finding this girl who overdosed on heroin in the bathroom of the club that he works at.
Yeah.
And the club owner... like, just kind of moves her body and buries her somewhere. And so, because he didn't want to get shut down for having that problem, like having heroin in his club.
Yeah, or
but,
a dead body, right?
Yeah. Well, they have a lot of illegal things going on in that club.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was like that night he was going to kill himself. Like he slit his wrists, and while he's like, he got a phone call from, he didn't feel like he had anything else to give to anything.
Right.
So he was just like sad. So he's been trying to kill himself this whole time. And all of a sudden he's like, he slit his wrist. He's in the bathtub and his sister calls. He never talks to his sister. They just, you know, fell out. He's kind of like a loner. And she asks him if he can pick up her daughter from school. She just didn't have anybody else to call. So then after that, the whole plot is like he pretty much finds new life spending this time with his niece.
That's
and
cool.
And she's like a real uppity girl, but a real strong. She's like 13, huge like feminist. And she just kind of like is this really strong figure for him to.
And at first he's probably like, oh, my God.
Is Emmy Rossum in it?
Well, at first both of them, yeah. At first both of them are really like, fuck, like, why are we together? And then she helps him and he helps her like throughout life, and he goes and like beats up her scummy dad and like
nice.
Emmy Rossum, Maggie, who's his sister, who's that little girl's mom, she's like cheating, or she's sleeping with a married man, and like just shit gets weird. It's a really like
Emmy's always doing dirty shit.
Yeah,
dude, Ron Perlman's in it too. It sounds really good.
It is really good, and it's, I like the way it's told. It's just a really cool way to tell a story. It's really not like lo-fi, but kind of lo-fi.
Like indie?
It's very indie.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Definitely.
I got you. So highly recommended. Yeah, it
highly,
sounds sweet.
No special
highly.
Effects in there, Paul. 100%.
Yeah, I probably will. No robots punch anything, you're saying?
No, but he hallucinates
that's
a lot,
hard.
Which is
okay.
Really cool.
All right, I can take that. Maybe he hallucinates about a robot punching something. I watched Jurassic World again, thanks to Tone's flash drive and Lane being tired and wanting to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that movie is a blast. There's a ton of shit in it that's like, that's so fucking unreal and like,
yeah.
Why? But like, it is so fun.
You have so much fun watching those dinos, don't you?
Fuck yeah. And dude, that lasts like 20 minutes. It's just like, fuck yeah.
You know what bugs me the most?
What?
You know, it really grinds my gears.
Grinds my gears.
What's that?
The fact that that stupid gyro ball that they ride around in
yeah.
doesn't get mud or dino poop on it. It's clear. The whole roll.
Right.
Every roll it takes, it goes over clean environment.
I was about to say, the whole entire glass part of it spins,
yes.
So it's always touching the ground.
Constantly.
That didn't make much sense to me.
That doesn't make sense, because I've stepped on like a dookie in my yard, and it totally pulverized my shoe.
While mowing the
grass. If I ran it over with
my... This happened this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I ran it over with my car, it would stay on my car. Why wouldn't the gyrosphere glass, unless it's tempered with some sort of poop resistant wax?
And they were by Triceratops too, and you know how much those motherfuckers shit from the first Jurassic
They'd have been
park.
Driving over hills.
That didn't make any sense. There's a pile of shit the size of that fucking that Triceratops, and like, it's like, how did it poop that much? It wouldn't be that size. Was it bigger? Do you remember that mountain of shit that came out of that Triceratops?
Yeah.
Like, think of a dog shit comparatively to its body. Even Mighty's. Mighty's a little dog. He's a chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute. Shit's about 4 inches in length. I'd say about maybe an inch in diameter.
You get real close up in there, don't you?
No, sometimes it's real small. Like,
yeah.
Not even
an inch.
Oh, yeah,
sometimes they're little pencils.
Yeah, a little.
I'd say like half an inch.
But there's a mountain of Triceratops shit. I just don't get it.
I think it could have came out. It had diarrhea. That's what it was saying.
That would have been Mighty pooping a
sick.
Gallon of ice cream.
That would have been Mighty turning inside out. And there being a dog that looks like a shit statue
of him. Well,
what happens
to you when you have diarrhea? You turn inside out.
That's not true. It's not.
That's science.
Strike that. Strike that from the record, everyone.
No, don't strike it.
Jurassic World. Highly recommend it. Go ahead, Lane. What else you got?
Can I do shows?
Yeah, totally.
I do whatever the fuck I want.
How to Get Away with Murder?
You like that?
Oh my God!
Yeah, and Snapped and
Snapped is great. But lately, I've been watching How to Get Away with Murder. I was thinking like, oh, that kind of looks a little cheesy, like the way they'd showed the.
This is
front picture, you know?
This is like an actual TV show, not like a...
Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
There's seasons. But
it is a bit cheesy.
It got 5 stars, and it's actually really freaking good.
Are you just like... And you just enjoy the horrible side of life stories.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really... I don't want to know how to really get away with murder. Although now I know.
I loved watching Criminal Intent and SVU.
Mm-hmm. SVU is fantastic.
SVU,
but I mean,
I've already ran out of all the seasons.
I mean, SVU also got to the point of where it's like, whose dick they cut off this time?
Yeah.
I mean,
what prostitute was turned inside out and lit on fire?
Yeah.
No, I could definitely I mean, I've watched all those episodes. Like,
that's
three
white
times.
Noise to me now, though. That's something I'd put in the background.
White noise.
That's something I put. That's also a Michael.
That's
Keaton
terrible.
Movie.
I'd sit there and watch it.
I know.
I'd put on the movie White Noise.
I put that on. White Noise. I put that on. Like when we're going to sleep, she's like, "You can't put this on. I'll stay awake and watch it. It's so good.
It's too intense.
I'm like, you've
awesome.
Seen this episode three times. She's like, "I know, but
you still
want
to? She still wants to watch the.
She's got to solve the mystery. Of it. She's got to solve the mystery, man. You guys got any more weekly recommendations or rejections?
No, I liked it.
No, I don't.
All right, cool. Let's hop into Test the Tony. We did 13 Ghosts. You got the year on that, Tone?
No, I sure don't, Paul.
Oh, great.
It's been a real sloppy week for me.
Honestly?
I apologize. I'm not on my A game today. I give it a B+, though.
Wow, you're already grading it. 2001. that went quick. How'd you like Matthew, whatever his name is? Was it Lillard?
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah. How'd you like him in it?
I like him as much as I usually like him, I guess. It was a paycheck for Matthew Lillard.
Ooh, yikes. Production budget, $42 million. Domestic total gross, $41.
Hey, I think I paid $5 to see it.
Worldwide, $68. You see it in theaters?
I think so.
Right on. I didn't. 2001, yeah, I was not seeing
it. I remember seeing that chick, the...
That was rated R. I was 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was like 13 or 14.
Yeah, there was a lot of
boobs.
Well, not a ton of boobs, but there were some boobs in the movie.
I saw those dead boobies.
Well, how
I remember
did you get
them
in there,
vividly.
Then?
I used to sneak in.
I was like, did your dad go with you?
Did you buy a ticket to something else? Yeah. Oh, so.
Or I'd backdoor or I'd get a different ticket and go to the bathroom.
I don't know if I've
movie
ever.
Hop.
I don't know if I've ever, like, done that. Like, bought a ticket for something and gone to something else. I remember we tried to get into, like, Freddy versus Jason and. They were like, no. And so we were like, okay, well, we'll buy a movie for whatever's playing, like, right here. And the cop was like, literally, I'm watching you, so don't go into that theater. He's like, I will take you out of it.
I will
and so,
I will ruin you.
So we had to sit through something, like, really shitty, like a kid movie or some shit like that. Yeah, it was bad. I enjoyed 13 Ghosts. I haven't seen it in forever.
I like the demonic house pentagram
it's a
door
cool,
to the hell.
It's a cool
idea.
Yeah, cool idea, definitely. It's got a cool premise to it. The acting is... Not bad, but not good.
There were so many fucking urban quips via the token black
Holy
nanny.
Shit, yeah. That was before...
That was a little... That was a little
oh,
forced.
My God.
That was
yeah,
a little
that was funny.
She's like, y'all can count me out. I'm now, like, can I?
Well, dude, I'm pretty sure she said,
fuck.
White people at it again.
White people at it again. These ghosts are tripping.
Yeah, honestly. It almost encapsulates the 90s, although it was done in 2001. It's like they still wanted to hold on to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she reminded me of Tracy Morgan's character, Tracy Jordan, in 30 Rock, because he's the epitome of an ignorant, like, moronic dude.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And she was sort of like that, but they were like, no, this is how she talks. They all respect and love her, like...
Yeah.
She's part of their family.
Well, I think that you could get away with that in that time. It's okay, yeah. If you guys hear jingling, Mighty. It's Mighty trying to get comfortable on the bed. Hey, he's on the podcast.
He's a chihuahua.
What is a ghost?
He burrows.
Oh, yeah.
14th ghost.
Oh, that's, yeah. The
there
14th.
Is a 14th ghost.
Yeah, spoilers.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I mean, you've probably seen 13 ghosts. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'd probably give it like a 7.
Six point five.
5.9.
Lane? I'd probably give it or like 6.5.
6.5? Right on.
I'm on the low end.
Matched mine.
Did
next...
you say 6.5?
Yeah.
Fucking copycat.
No, I wasn't saying that at all.
That's what he was trying to say.
Then I'm going to give it a 7.
Oh, fuck.
Who? What?
What?
I heard a ding.
Oh, it was Lane's
me.
Phone.
I dung.
She didn't put her phone on silent.
Sorry.
All right, so we did for the movie of the week, The Babadook, which you can find on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, you practiced, didn't you?
Duke.
Damn.
Duke. You did it 3 times, right? That was like
the
whole thing. All right, so what would you call it? What it said it was under witch movies, although I don't call that a witch at all.
I would call that a...
That was not a witch.
And
I put it under thriller.
Extra dimensional, like, legendary creature kind of thing. Like, it comes out when you conjure it.
Yeah, through a child's book.
It could be a
book.
Demon. It could be an alien.
Yeah.
It
I'd
almost
put demon.
It almost seemed
demon.
Like it was like as long if you were aware of it, and the more after you were aware of it that tried to deny its existence, it became stronger. Is that what you guys got out
yes.
of it?
Yep.
But they, you can also like catch it. You can keep it.
All right, hang on. And we are going to spoil the fuck out of this movie. It's not bad. You can totally watch it.
You can Netflix the fuck out of it.
But real quick, in case you do want to watch it and not listen to this, what are we going to do next week for the Test of Tony and that? I just want to get it out of the way so they can turn it off and watch Babadook if they would like to. Because I do want to spoil the fuck out of this and discuss it with you guys, because there's something that I thought of that I think is cool and
ooh,
would be fun
let
to
me
talk.
Let me look here real quick. Next week is the week of the 5th, so I think we should watch
V for Vendetta. Do you want to do that weekly?
Yes.
Movie
I
want to
do a solid in-depth on that old bitch. All
right, V for Vendetta, and then
serious one.
Okay, Test of Tony, what do you want?
None of this crusty horse shit, like focused.
Yeah, I got you. What do you want?
Oh, I have no idea. You guys pick for me.
Test of Tony.
Test of Tony, something awesome, but maybe I don't like it anymore.
What did you like as a kid that you haven't seen in a while?
I hate you. You ask me this every week.
That's the whole point of Test of Tony.
I get it.
Well, how long has it been since you've seen E.T.?
I just watched it. I mean, oh, no, a year or so? It's fresh in my memory, and I love E.T.
Yeah, E.T.'s great. I just watched that not too long ago as well.
I was going to say Munich, but I love that movie, too.
Yeah.
How about Ronin?
Ronin?
I love Ronin.
Stop saying movies that you just
but
want
I might
to
hate it now.
Doubt it.
Damn it.
Let's do the old Clash of the Titans.
Let's us both do that.
Let you watch the old Clash of the Titans.
How about all Jason right. and the Argonauts?
No, you already watched that. Fuck. Oh, god damn it. Watchmen? How about the first X-Men movie?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's been out for a long time, and I haven't watched that in forever.
Yeah, Sabretooth, Bryan Singer's all right. Swan Song.
I can't find the production budget at all on the Babadook, but it made...
It was like $2 million to $4 million. Like,
it made $950,000 domestically.
See? All together?
But foreign, it made $5 million. I feel...
It looked like a foreign film. Like, yeah. We got it. Paul downloaded it as an Italian film.
Not the right speech, though, because it was definitely in English.
Yeah, but it was way more beautiful. Like, when he put it back in English, I was like, no. We should go. Let's just go back to the Italian.
The two people who don't speak Italian were like, we need to know the
what's
premise.
I know, but I know. I'll just tell you later.
I'll just paraphrase it.
It was so gorgeous. It's really beautifully shot. The colors and everything. Just
yeah,
like,
the
really
movie looked
good. Contrasty.
Now, it's
great.
About a mom that lost her husband in a car crash when she was about to deliver her son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she is a child's book writer. And she gets a children's book that is the Babadook.
She finds it in her home.
She just finds that.
Now
bitch.
She.
Well, actually,
when
her
she
kid
sa-
finds it.
Remember when she says, "Yeah, it was in their bookshelf," and then she's like, "Read this
where
one."
Where the
and her,
fuck did it come from?
Yeah, they don't really explain that. But you know what I think is that she's going insane, and she actually wrote the book, and that Babadook doesn't exist. That's all shit she did to her kid, but just imagined it as that. And I also,
ooh.
I said that when we were watching, I was like, "Wouldn't it be cool if they did this?" I don't think they are, but it would be cool if they did that. And I was talking to a buddy of mine about it. He's like, yeah, I read online that she was actually like, she made it all up in her head and that she was like, cause like when she goes to the police station and she's like, I have a stalker. Yeah. And he's like, well, where's the book? She's like, oh, I burned it. And then her hands are covered in ash. And then when she gets back to the house, it's put back together.
Yeah.
I mean, like she did all that. That's what, like, I don't know. And also, like, why say that she's a children's book writer and then have the children's book and stuff? I think that that's what the case was.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
And then she kind of cages that insanity in the basement and just feels like, and she's like, oh, yeah, he exists, but he really doesn't.
But the little kid is obviously a crazy kook, too, then.
Yeah, well, I mean.
But wait, hold up. What's that up? Kid got dragged up the fucking staircase.
Yeah, we
and
all
thrown
saw
around.
That.
I saw it.
Yeah.
That and, like, the bowl at the end, like, she feeds it and it gets taken back. Like, why are we seeing all of these things?
There's a lot of things. Her house did crack in half.
Yeah.
But...
And she killed the dog. For real, killed that dog.
For real. Snap that bit. Oh, listen, we're giving a lot away.
No, I said...
We gave it up.
I said the spoilers. Yeah, we're coming.
The only... you could think of it as, like, an art...
Yeah.
Almost like an art house fucking meaning to the movie. Almost like the subliminal...
Oh, okay.
The subliminal, like, takeaway...
Because
like what a single a person's insanity can conjure.
Yeah. Well,
or
and
manipulate.
Well, the reason why I thought that was because like it says that you'll start changing once you start denying me. Like once I get more into you, you'll start mm-hmm. changing. So that's another reason why I thought
messages.
Maybe she
yeah.
was doing
There's
it.
There's all kinds of subliminal things leaning towards that, like her insanity.
Mm-hmm. I think it would have been cooler had they done like had they triumphed that point more because it wouldn't have. I don't know because I thought the ending was weak,
very weak. It was very vague.
Like she's like, "Oh, I'm feeding the Babadook," that you never see. You kind of see him throughout the film, but barely. And he's creepy looking, don't get me wrong, but like you never see his final form, which sounds like I'm talking about fucking Dragon Ball Z. I'm not.
Yeah.
He has two forms. And I don't know. It wasn't bad, though. Like, I was actually pretty surprised. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be shit, honestly.
I liked it a lot.
Most scary movies now aren't that good.
No. And like Your Next or some shit. For a 2014 or 15 release horror movie with a small budget, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I did have fun with it. It mm-hmm. kind of made me feel like that there's still people out there willing to try things that aren't classic.
Mm-hmm.
The classic sort of like a... Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah,
horror craps.
There wasn't a lot of jump scares either. Did you guys?
I like that there's not a lot of jump scare because every time I see a scene, I'm like, well, I'm just gonna prep myself or
I hate
squint
that shit.
My eyes.
I'd rather it be creepy. That fucking like that when you like leave the theater or
yeah.
turn it off and you're still fucking thinking about
yeah.
it, it just embeds in your
That's
brain.
That's the worst kind of
thing. I'd rather have that than the fucking like blah blah. Yeah, I'm just kidding. We just put a record player on. Even what bums me out even more is when they do jump scares like with a car starting. Like they switch frames. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Oh,
I
can't
like
stand
those.
That.
I don't mind those at all.
I think it's just cheap. It's a cheap fucking
yeah,
scare.
I'll agree.
Well, it's to get you to not fall
not
asleep
bad.
In their boring movie.
That's funny. Classical composers used to do that. Used to put parts that came out of nowhere
yeah.
to keep the fucking audience attentive.
I hate to bring it up because now it's kind of got a corny following, but Blair Witch like creeped me out genuinely
Fuck yeah.
after the first viewing.
Completely agree with that. And
I was like, who is she?
Yeah, yeah.
Is well, she in like the woods around us? What part of the country did this happen? I need to know.
Did you think that it was real?
Yeah.
Really?
I was totally like, it was like fucking beta internet times.
My first viewing. Well, and they also released.
Like, it was all hearsay and shit.
They also released fake documentaries on Discovery and shit like that before the movie came out.
About That's what I mean. Like, I was legit like.
About the school unearthing the tapes and shit like
yeah.
that and finding it. And then they were going to release it in theaters.
Clever
like a mockumentary,
fuck.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I was like kind of genuinely like there is evil out there of some sort because
yeah.
who's that? Why is that kid just standing in the corner?
That
yeah.
that fucking, that's such a sick shot. And that movie was made for fucking pennies, too.
I didn't see anything.
I heard that they would leave post-it notes like around the camp and be like, hey, this is what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, react this way and shit like that. Or be angry
That's
today
cool.
that you're... yeah, so they kind of like let them on their own and then they would
mm-hmm.
interact with them so it would be more real to the
oh,
actors.
Heck yeah, that scariness.
Yeah. So that I think Blair Witch is great. I never saw the second one.
It's a Blair Witch with a big budget.
But is it still like them going out in
I
the woods?
I know it's like an actual like... There's like a guy that like built like some sort of old sort of fucking building like warehouse fortress for himself.
Mm-hmm.
To hunt like the Blair Witch.
Oh.
I thought I recalled like that there was some sort of fucking like structure they stayed in.
I might. Yeah, well no, I remember that they were all around holding a book and reading and shit like that and they're all fighting back and forth and they're like paranormal investigators or some such shit.
Yeah, like they're hunting to find
yeah.
out and I'm like,
because I remember seeing the beginning of
it
and turning
also,
it off because it was boring.
I think it was a real shot like a standard film.
Yes,
too.
That's true. Yeah, for sure. It wasn't handycam like the original.
You should have just kept your millions you made off of Blair Witch.
Oh, they
and
made
went home.
So much money off that.
Yeah,
I
when,
think
you,
it cost,
when you invest 50 grand and you make
Yeah, I think it was like
54,000
or
yeah.
some shit. Yeah, and they made so much money. That movie was really cool. And that was in the time, like you said, like when the internet was kind of a baby. And
yeah.
It was almost like, you know, like when we were growing up, you didn't know if fucking the Loch Ness Monster was fake or not and shit like that. You couldn't just debunk it immediately. It was all hearsay and
a
shit.
A thousand
that,
YouTube videos. Like,
yeah, now explaining
it.
Like fucking like why it is and shit like that. But yeah.
Yeah, check out Babadook. It's cool.
Yeah, Babadook's fun. 13 Ghosts is fun.
Laughing at me.
And then next week we'll do V for Vendetta and what was the other one?
What?
What was the other movie?
Oh, man.
Oh, the Test of Tony was X-Men, First Class.
X-Men.
Thank
no,
you.
Not First Class, the first one.
The original.
My B.
Thanks
X-Men.
So much for joining us the past 2 weeks.
Yeah,
this was a lot of fun.
It's been a real pleasure.
Next time we have you on, we'll let you pick the Test of Tony and you pick the weekly recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to do like a themed one like we did this time. We can do any movie you want and discuss it however you would like.
Just don't piss
okay.
me off or like say anything too shitty
for
me
Test
to
of
have
Tony,
to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes Paul's picked some real zingers.
Yeah, I have. I like
and I didn't know I had a voice on this podcast to say fuck you.
Yeah, no,
I'm not watching that piece of shit.
But usually he does.
Yeah,
you're a team player, and I appreciate
I
that.
I'm
and you've been lovely to have on. Thank you so
oh,
much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you guys,
you and Mighty
fun.
Are also a real visual tour de force for this podcast.
Honestly,
I have to look at him.
The view is so much
better.
Through
the wires.
Yeah.
Now you get little Mighty Puppy.
Yeah.
And little Lane Lane.
little Sleepy Mai Mai.
But yeah, soon, I think around the end of November, we're going to try to have Tom Nelson and Willis Gordon on. Look forward to that. And then we'll have you back on sometime in December.
Whenever.
Awesome.
I live next door.
Yeah, you do. I'll just knock.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Come on, knock on my door.
Just...
You want me to end it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.